USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden calls for an end to the non-compete clauses imposed by large companies on workers.
You can't leave Burger King to go to McDonald's. Come on. Is there a trade secret about what's inside that patty?
He signed an executive order that includes more than 70 actions to lower prices for families, increase wages for workers, and promote innovation and faster economic growth.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. Without healthy competition, big players can change and charge whatever they want and treat you however they want.
Haiti is still asking for investigative help after the assassination of their president, Jovenel Moïse. The White House said that senior FBI and Department of Homeland Security officials would be visiting Haiti soon. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Could the big ransomware attack that happened earlier this month have been avoided? According to USA Radio Network's Brad Bernard, there were warning signs.
Executives at Miami-based Kaseya Limited were warned of critical security flaws in its software before a ransomware attack this month that affected as many as 1,500 companies.
This was an attack that sort of hitched a ride on IT management software. So the original sort of attack was on Kaseya, which has this management software that it distributes to clients and distributes updates over that software. These clients then in turn have their own clients who they use that software to sort of help manage their IT operations.
Flights were grounded and two terminals were evacuated at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport in Florida after authorities received word of a bomb threat. The sheriff's office cleared the scene after no explosive devices were found. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson, is speaking out about the troops leaving Afghanistan. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The Taliban says it's in control of most of Afghanistan after making rapid gains for most of the last week. At a press conference in Moscow, Taliban leaders claimed to be in control of 85% of the country and that they were engaged with power-sharing negotiations with the Afghan government, though some reports say their control actually extends over only about a third of the country. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, met with the Taliban in that role in 1998 and says that he agrees with President Biden's decision to pull American troops from the country. He tells Fox News that it's time for the Afghan security forces to defend themselves and that the U.S. is not completely abandoning Afghanistan.
Now, we're not abandoning the area. We're not cutting and run. We still are giving them advanced weaponry, training. We're trying to get surrounding countries to help us with this effort. The Afghan security forces, they're well trained. It's been a matter of political will. The political leadership there in Afghanistan has been shaky, but they've got to get their act together.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lionel Messi ends his wait for a first major international title as Argentina beat Brazil in the Copa America final. It was their first major title in 28 years. The score was 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.